Great, great. Two very helpful questions here. Thank you again for all you've said, and some questions flowing straight from that. They're sort of related, which is great. You spoke yesterday and throughout about God's providence,
yeah,
and sort of challenged us about it's not often spoken about so readily among Christians. Just a question really about why you think that might be and how we could sort of change that in ourselves, individually and corporately, and any books which are good on that topic that you'd recommend, biblical or otherwise.
Yes, just start using the word again and encourage other Christians to use that again. Providence is God's rule over the whole of the earth, but particularly geared towards the well-being and the blessing of his people. Remember the verse at the end of Ephesians that Christ's sovereignty and rule exists for the church, for the benefit of the church, because the church is wrapped up in God's purposes, because God's purpose is to save a people for his own possession and his own glory, to bring glory to the one who saved them, the Lord Jesus Christ. So providential care is something we should talk about a lot, because sometimes people talk about, they only see God's care in the miraculous. And actually, there are other ways. There's a favorite quote of mine where a writer on the book of Esther, which I'll come back to in a moment, says that a providence is an accident in which God prefers to be anonymous. In other words, we look back and see, how did that actually fit to that? Why did that work out the way it did? Actually, God's hand of mercy was in it all. So we ought to talk that up. And the best book to read on providence, get it into your head, is the book of Esther. And it's really exciting, brilliant read. Read Esther and you'll see the whole point.
Brilliant. Well, read Esther we will. And I'll link to that, and very helpfully, how do we do that as well in the struggle? So it's easier, isn't it, to look back and think, oh, gosh, yeah, that's brilliant. He put a sewage pipe in, whatever it was, and so yeah, the car yeah. park was ours.
Exactly.
Yeah. But he's still providentially sovereign yeah. when we look back and say, actually, that didn't go as I would have wanted it
yeah.
and perhaps still wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
How to encourage us to seek his providence and
well,
see it.
I think, go back to that thing in the car park. We know that God wanted us to reach out to a lost generation of young people. We know that's just one aspect of the Great Commission at the end of Matthew's Gospel, to go into all the world and preach the Gospel. So it was clearly, we weren't doing something off our own bat. We were trying to respond, however inadequately, ineptly and hesitatingly, we were trying to respond to God's command to reach a lost generation. And we found that he was there before us. But I've sometimes been in a situation, I'm sure you have too, where I can think of a young friend of mine who went to a church with his wife, and they started a mums and toddler group because that was the best way to get into, you know, the family scene with the gospel. And it was totally unsuccessful until they did a survey in the parish and discovered there were no children under five. But there were an awful lot of children between 5 and 12. So they started a junior church-based guides group and rainbow group and stuff. They found that after 4 months, they had to open another group because it was oversubscribed. So sometimes God leads you down an avenue, but when you're trying, and actually you find it goes another way altogether. And that's okay, and you can see that better. But in those times, simply, a comment by R.T. France on the book of Hebrews, he says the essence of faith is looking up and looking forward. And I think that's very good. Looking up to a God who's real and we know loves us because of Calvary, and looking forward because we know he's a God who keeps his promises. And he can be trusted even when we don't understand the jumble of colours around. So you're on a battleship, keep going. Keep trusting.
Great.
That's the way.
Wonderful. Wallace.
Be a Percy. Persevere.
Okay. We'll all be Percys. Thank you very much, Wallace.